From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Russia says it will reconsider a planned missile sale to Iran. Jessica Gallagher has details from Moscow.
Israeli President Shimon Peres says Moscow has promised that it will reconsider the planned delivery of air defense missiles to Iran. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev held talks with Peres in the Black Sea resort town of Sochi Tuesday. Peres says that's when Medvedev made the promise that he would reconsider the sale of the powerful S-300s because the missiles could affect the delicate balance in the Middle East. Russia has already signed a contract to supply the weapons to Iran but has yet to deliver. The United States and Israel fear that Iran could use the missiles to protect its nuclear facilities and has asked the Kremlin not to sell them to Iran. Moscow has recently become closer with the Middle Eastern country and is building Iran's first nuclear plant. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
Hurricane Bill is still far out in the Atlantic, but forecasters are keeping an eye on it. Bill has become a Category 4 storm and is expected to pass northwest of the Leeward Islands late today or early tomorrow. Winds have increased to near 135 miles an hour and could get even stronger. The hurricane's most significant threat could be to Bermuda. The National Hurricane Center says Bill could pass near the island in 3 or 4 days. Forecasters say it could take a track between Bermuda and the eastern United States. Either way, forecasters say people along the U.S. East Coast can expect wave swells and rip currents in the next few days. Stock prices rebounded yesterday. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports.
Continuing their recent yo-yo movement, stocks recovered part of their heavy Monday losses. They did so despite some potentially bearish economic numbers. A Commerce Department report showed housing starts unexpectedly falling by 1% in July, and producer prices for finished goods fell more than expected, suggesting a lack of business pricing power in the face of weak consumer demand. But investors took heart from a rise in construction of single-family homes and from better-than-expected earnings reports from key retailers. With gainers outpacing losers 4-1 on the New York Stock Exchange, the Dow Jones Industrials rose 0.9%. The Standard & Poor's 500 climbed more than 1%, and the Nasdaq Composite gained 1.3%. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
In Tokyo, Japanese stock prices fell to a 3-week closing low today. The market was hit by late sales and futures that dragged the cash market down, along with a slide in Chinese stocks that damaged already shaky investment sentiment. The Nikkei average fell by nearly 81 points, or 0.8%. It was the Nikkei's lowest close since late July. This is NPR News. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton met with her Colombian counterpart at the State Department to discuss a defense cooperation agreement that is raising eyebrows in Latin America. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Secretary Clinton tried to dispel concerns about the Obama administration's plans to beef up security forces in Colombia. She said the U.S. is not setting up any new bases and will not significantly increase the U.S. troop presence, which is capped by Congress. She also dismissed complaints by Venezuela's president that this defense deal is a threat to the region.
Any fair reading of what it is we are discussing is about our continued commitment to assist Colombia. It has nothing to do with other countries. And I only hope that people will actually take the time to understand that.
The deal, expected to be signed soon, would give U.S. forces increased access to military bases in Colombia to fight drug traffickers. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The Obama administration is hearing from congressional liberals that a health overhaul bill cannot pass unless it includes a new government-run insurance option. The Congressional Progressive Caucus, which is made up of more than 80 liberal House members, wrote to Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius, expressing opposition to her weekend comments suggesting a public option was not essential to a health overhaul. Liberals insist a new public insurance plan is essential. Republicans almost uniformly oppose it. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says the administration, which has supported the public plan, has not changed its position. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.